Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, and today is going to be the start of a series. So we ended our main part of the live event before VIP Day with a talk that was called Do the Work. And essentially it was kind of wrapping up the theme of things that I said, or things that Layton said, things that Leanna said, or Blair, or Brian, or John, and really tying them together and giving you a framework of like, just do all of these fucking things and you're likely going to find success. So we wanted to like pull out a few of the points in that presentation and do a couple short podcasts on these things. So the very first one is going to be titled Call Every Customer. And so when I think of this, I think of my friend George taught me, what's the one thing we want to do when we sell a product? What's the number one thing we want to happen next? We want our customer to actually use the product. But you kind of brought a whole new level to this with Call Every Customer. And just real quick before we hop in here, not everything you're going to hear from John and I, we're doing perfectly either. I think we made a point of saying that during the presentation, that some of this stuff was a real kick in the ass for us too. So if this is a kick in the ass for you, that's a good thing. But we're going to roll with this anyway. So you said call every customer, John. Can you go deeper on what does that mean, call every customer?
Yeah. So I think we did a recent episode where we talked about how to do great customer service. And that kind of very much focused on like pre-purchase customer service. I think that's a lot of what we were talking about there. But customer service doesn't stop with the sale, right? I mean, at that point, well, for some people it does in their mind, but it doesn't have to stop there, right? Because, you know, if we think about one of the main ways that you grow any business, right, it's to have the same person buy from you again, right? So if you can do that in your business, repeat purchases or recurring purchases, or you can think of that two different ways, your business is going to grow faster than if you just have every customer is a new customer, right? And so for that reason alone, continuing to build a relationship with your customers now that they're your customer is in and of itself a massive thing to do. But that's not the only reason why you want to do this. So when I say call every customer, I mean after somebody purchases from you. At some point, after you know that the product has been delivered to them, you don't call them immediately after they buy from you, but you know, you'll get to know what your average sort of delivery time is, or you'll know when products are getting delivered if you're arranging the shipping. You should give that customer a phone call. And I certainly suggest anybody who's got a new high-ticket dropshipping business does this. And there's a number of reasons, and there's a number of things you want to do on that call as well. So the first reason is it enables you to build that relationship out further. It gives you an opportunity to learn more about your ideal customer, because you'll find that sometimes pre-purchase people who are visiting your site and calling in for some sort of service, they can be a little bit cagey. You know, like some people don't want to engage with you at that point because there's not a level of trust yet established. But you find once somebody's your customer, they're kind of locked into you a bit more. And assuming they've had a good experience thus far, they'll be much more open with you, I find, at that point in time, because now that you've established a relationship, like you've entered into that agreement together to you're giving them something, they're giving you some, that trade, you know, so there's a bit more of a bond there. And I find that you can, people might be a bit more open with you about what you're doing, about what they're doing, you know, what they're looking to achieve with the product and that sort of thing. And I find that, so it's, you have an even better opportunity there to learn about your ideal customer, but also learn how you can better serve them as a business once they are your customer. You know what I mean? It gives you an opportunity to build social proof for your business. So once again, a lot of people will say to me, oh, I'm trying to get reviews for my business, but hardly anybody leaves me a review. And all they're doing is sending those automated little things that you're, you know, if you use Judge or Stamped as your review tool on your high-ticket dropshipping business, they'll send out an automated email that most people don't even customize, right? And surprise, surprise, you get a really low response rate to that. But if you call every new customer, if you want to build up reviews really quick, and one of our students, Holly, is doing this fantastically well. We shouted her out for this at our live event. She literally calls every customer, surprisingly, like I suggested she do, and assuming they're happy and has a chat to them and all that sort of thing, she hits them up for a review, right? And says, "Well, great. I assume she says something along the line, they'd be fantastic if you're having a good time with the product. Can you leave us a review?" And she's got all these reviews on her site, which are really awesome. And all of her customers are sending her photos of the product that she sells in use, which she can now take that and use in her marketing, on her website, and it gives her that unique angle that her other competitors may not have. So it's an opportunity for that. It's an opportunity to identify if that person has other needs, like immediately right there, you can talk about, oh, did you know that, you know, this product has some other accessories or supporting products that can, you know, have you ever thought about those other products that we sell? Maybe they're like, now they've got that one product there. They're going, yeah, this is awesome. You can make it even better for me. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like, let's talk about that. So there's a whole bunch of opportunities that are wrapped up potentially in making that call. But it all starts for me, like, with just touching base with the customer and seeing how they're going. Right? That's the start of the call always. It's like, it doesn't matter where you want to take it, but you should always be like, pick up the phone. Hi, it's John calling from here. I know you recently got your whatever they bought. How's that going for you? Have you had a chance to use it yet? And then just start talking to them about their experience there. Like you say, it's a fantastic opportunity as well to make sure they're actually using the thing.
Yeah.
Because for some products, people do buy them and sometimes they can just get set to one side or forgotten about or something like that. And, you know, in terms of building your business and taking advantage of those opportunities for reviews and things like that, the first step is the customer's got to use the product, right? Because if they're not using it, then you know, the flow and effects from there, whether it's repeat purchases, they're not going to realize how great it all is, right? And so sometimes just that act of touching base with them can be the trigger for them to go and take the thing out of the box or whatever and put it together. And so
I think you can learn a lot too. Like, you're going to learn so post-sale what their pre-purchase objections were. So you call them, hey, have you used it yet? And they say, yeah, you know what? Before I bought it, I was worried about X, Y, and Z. And when it showed up, this was taken care of in such and such way, right? Or in dropshipping, we don't handle fulfillment. And so you don't really know how that's showing up to the customer.
Yep.
And they might tell you, hey, it showed up this way and I wish it had this different. Or it showed up this way and I had to do X, Y, and Z and you didn't really prepare me for that on your website. And so you can learn a lot about how to bust pre-purchase objections or how to list things on your website to prepare your customer for the shipments that's coming or how to address that through your post-purchase email sequences. Just in general, you can learn a lot. And so I think, like you said, too many people are like, oh, made the sale. And then they never care again, right? There's probably one message when it ships, or one thank you message, one message when it ships, and they kind of just fuck off that customer. And I think if you can hold their hand and take care of them and really give a shit about them, you can learn a lot and it'll allow you to serve more customers. And more importantly, the biggest marketing channel on the planet is word of mouth. And so how do you think you're going to get word of mouth? Well, it starts with having a happy customer. If the person you're serving isn't happy, they're going to become an anti-marketer, right? They're going to talk shit about you. They're going to tell people don't buy from this company. Whereas if you take care of them, if you learn from them, if you help them, if you serve them, they're likely going to tell somebody else about you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about it. Like, think about it. How many times has an e-commerce business called you after you purchased something? Not before, when you're potentially a lead, but like after the fact, like think of your own experience. How many times has that happened? And it's likely to be, you can think of very few times that that has ever happened. So if you then put yourself in your customer's shoes and think about, and think yourself and think, how would I feel if somebody called me up after I'd bought something? So potentially I have nothing else to gain here and actually gave a shit. How would you feel about that? You'd feel pretty good. Like, think about it. Literally think about it. Would that stick out in your mind? Would that business then get further embedded in your mind? And would that be an experience that you'd likely to say to your buddies, you know, like talk about? Like, I mean, these guys went really out of the way. Like, yeah, it's massive for that word of mouth thing. Like, people talk about that shit because it's really unusual at this point in time and it's really memorable. And so, yeah, I mean, that alone, even if you don't, get reviews, even if you don't, whatever, just the simple act of repeatedly touching base with customers and making sure they're happy, and taking the time to let them know that you give a shit, is massive in and of itself.
Yeah. Many of you listening to this are running a business, and I would say make this a point. This week, sit down and call a customer. Like, if you've never done it before, you know, rip the Band-Aid off, go call a customer and see what you can learn from them, see how you can serve them, and see how that might change your business exponentially.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.